Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
You ever see a movie just so full of plot holes?
Tell us.
That you're just sitting there just wondering how even that it's possible that they skipped on that many explanation scenes. Like, a movie so baseless that they forgot to explain everything. And I mean everything.
Well, to be fair, they explain one thing.
A small thing.
But it is the dumbest explanation I have possibly ever heard in my life.
Now, I've seen Mad Scientists, but my God, this guy puts the fucking insane into Mad Scientist. I don't even know. Like, that explanation at the end of it was just like, really? What the fuck? I was more confused by the fact that they were trying to explain it. Like, I was more confused when they were trying to explain it than I was in the actual movie, and I was still confused at the actual movie.
Is it because they don't even tell you how, like,
or why, or what's going on, or why this research
Well, they
is
give
important.
You the why. The why is stupid. It's just dumb.
I don't even know how to feel about this one. I'm just empty.
This Are you?
Just drained me.
It killed you.
It killed me. This movie is just...
Did this movie possess you?
No.
Wow.
And that's the problem.
Wow.
I like it when movies possess me. When they get a hold of me. When they are actually entertaining.
What if they get a hold of you and then take you and throw you in a trash can?
I mean, that's kind of what this movie did. So maybe it did possess me.
Yeah.
But it possessed me more than there's actual... Oh, wait, sorry. There's no possessions in this movie.
So, the film...
Here's the title. Just get ready for it.
The Kino tonight is called Help Me, I'm Possessed. Now, I'm going to read you the plot synopsis.
Trust me, whoever wrote the plot synopsis is just as confused as we are, because I don't know what we just watched.
I'll tell you what they watched. A mad doctor runs a sanitarium in the desert, this is true, where his hunchbacked servant whips women who are chained in the basement.
Also true.
This happens in literally one scene.
One scene, yeah.
That has nothing to do with anything. And cuts the legs off bodies so they'll fit in the caskets.
One scene.
One scene that is no...
That's the same scene, by the way. So he whips her and then cuts off her legs and puts her in the casket.
Yeah. That has...
It has zero to do with the plot.
Nothing.
I don't even know why it happened.
But my favorite is this. There's just two words that are added.
Because they're as confused as we are. Just trust me, this is great.
After all that, whoever wrote this just typed in, complications ensue. Because, see...
You're goddamn right, complications ensue. Complications with the fucking movie,
because
the script, the production, the everything.
Because, see, all the stuff I just said isn't complicated.
So
here's what happened, Will.
Okay. Please explain to me.
They probably watched like 15 minutes of this and turned it off because it's a pile of fucking shit.
Because they watched the first 15 minutes and they're like, you know what, fuck this shit. And they're writing the synopsis and they're like, I don't know what happens. Just complications ensue, I'm guessing. I guess.
You know what they should have wrote?
Something happened.
You know what they should have wrote? Shenanigans occur.
Seriously.
Okay, just delete the whole synopsis of this movie and just write in
shenanigans. Yes, that's all you need.
Because that's what happens. Shenanigans.
It's just, and not in a good way. Like, I want to reiterate, I do not like this movie.
This movie is fucking hilarious.
Not in the right way.
No, but it is fucking hilarious.
The end is hilarious.
Oh, God.
The end is great.
It's just, the end is great in how much...
In all the wrong ways.
It blue balls you. I'm just baffled.
I guess we gotta get into it, don't we?
This is the moment.
Oh my god. Okay, and we'll get. Don't worry, we'll get to the part with the synopsis. So
we'll just
hold on to your fucking butt. Just, you know, tuck your head tightly in between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Just
because it's gonna be another like 55 minutes of us trying
open
to,
wide
of us fumbling our way through trying to explain this movie.
Look, if they didn't understand the movie they were making, how can we possibly understand? So
there's our, a couple in the desert.
Like any professional kino, you want to start your shit off with a out of focus shot of a car and some dude like being like, "Honey, let's go for a walk."
Okay, this will be important later.
Will it?
Not this scene. What I'm going to try to explain.
The licorice?
No. The fact that this movie is set in the desert. Now, I want people to remember that.
Well, Will, how could we forget? Because they make multiple references during the movie.
Right.
And they show us the desert. Important. Right.
But I have to give one bitch, but that'll be later. Because just remember, it's important to this review, because I am angry at it still. This scene, this whole movie is set in the desert. Okay? In the desert. Like, I'm talking like no woods, no grass,
like
no nothing. Like
cactuses.
Like middle of buttfuck Egypt, nowhere.
Yeah.
Desert. Like complete desert. Okay. Yeah. Or, sorry, I had to reiterate that, and we can move on.
Couple in the middle of the desert.
Just remember that.
The guy's like, I want to go for a walk.
Oh god, I love their walk. Their walk, I'm air quoting by the way, their walk is about 3 feet from the car.
Well, this is what you do. You take a girl into the middle of the fucking desert, you make out with her, and then you take her on a 2-foot walk. Bitches love. Bitches love 2-foot walks.
2-foot walks are the best. They're the shit.
Yeah.
You don't have to go far, no one has to get tired, you don't have to get sweaty. You just walk 2 feet from your car, and that's a walk.
That's it.
You can't say that's not a walk, though.
It is.
You technically walked.
You did walk. So they go walk, and then they make out, and I'm like, that's the walk?
That was the walk. Smooth. Wow. This guy's a straight player, okay?
But then, the thing.
Then they get attacked by dangling licorice. Oh!
So,
oh no!
How?
So it shows the camera closing in on the guy,
yeah,
and he's screaming, and then it shows a little cut of dangling. It looks like licorice. It looks
like
dangling
red,
Twizzlers.
Red Twizzlers on a black background, dangling.
Just dangling, or them like fumbling.
And then suddenly he's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And then they show the dangling Twizzlers again. He's covered in more blood.
And then it, like, goes into the car. So we're like, oh, okay. So this must be, like, it's called Help Me, I'm Possessed. So this must be the demon or something. So we thought.
Bitch, you thought?
I thought.
Oh
my god, I was wrong. Oh my god, I have never been so wrong. Because how was I supposed to know?
Will.
That it was going to be. Ah, sorry, I can't spoil it, but
here's my secret, Will. Here's how I made it through this movie. I thought nothing.
You just turned your brain
completely
off.
The thing that happens, the explanation that they give, is infinitely more stupid than anything I would have come up with.
Like, I'm sorry, you can't turn your brain off through that. But,
no.
But anyway,
the red
that's
licorice...
that's for the rest of the movie.
Kills both of them.
Yep, yeah, so she screams and kills him... and her. And then we get... opening credits.
And after the opening credits, we get a dungeon.
Where a girl is strung up, and there's two, like, crazy girls in a cage, and then one crazy guy in a cage.
Yeah, and then...
they're throughout the whole movie, even though it never says their names.
No.
Or why they're important. It does kind of explain why they're important at the very, 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 very end.
Are you talking about the greatest scene that ever happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The greatest scene that ever happened, but he does explain why they're there.
Okay.
But it's stupid. So,
I call shenanigans on
this. So, but... Igor, or whatever his name is.
They don't give him a name, do they?
No.
Okay. So, this movie's very original. You have a mad scientist.
We've never seen this before, by the way.
Who has a hunchbacked assistant.
Never seen it.
We've...
This is so original.
This is so original.
Like, I cannot believe they actually had a mad scientist and an evil assistant. This is genius. This is going to change the way we look at movies.
It is.
This is going to change the mad scientist world forever.
I am not tired of this at all.
I am not annoyed by this plotline at all in the slightest.
So
you know why? Because the assistant doesn't jump like fucking Mario.
I was going to say, this movie reminded me a lot of Body Shop.
At least Body Shop was more competent than this movie.
Debatable.
Barely.
But Body Shop did have the wonderful song. The wonderful music video.
No, okay. We're not going back into Body Shop. That's in the past, man.
It gives you too many good memories.
No, nightmares. No, they're not memories. They're nightmares.
You know what? Body Shop made more fucking sense.
Yes, it did.
Because there was literally no plot there to, like, explain.
So, she's dead, and he explains to the doctor walks in.
And his nurse is like, "Doctor, she's dead."
And he's like, death is a fabrication of the mind? Like, no one really dies? It's all in your head?
Well, I'm pretty sure that people do really die.
You know what? I've experienced it. Yeah, people actually die.
I don't think that you can just be like...
You can't just be like, "Nah, I'm not dead, man."
And
then rise up? No, that's not how that works.
Apparently it is.
Death is not...
figment of your imagination. But you know what? He's right, though, because you can see her breathing. So,
any dream you dream will come true. And death is a fabrication of the mind.
Fucking Christ.
Oh my God, okay.
But you know what? It is, because you can see her breathing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
So, he tells her to dispose of the body. The doctor tells Igor...
We're just gonna call him Igor.
Because that's... Yeah, it's just what it is. So, he tells him to deal with the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it cuts to a scene of, like, the sheriff gets there.
And he's, like, talking...
And he's questioning him about the couple that got murdered in the...
Yeah.
In the desert. And he's like, "Well, it was around here. It should have, like, you know, you might have had something to do with it." And
the doctor is just being, like, so suspicious...
He's being, like, overly smug.
Overly smug and aggressive.
Yeah, like, he's making himself look like a murderer.
Yeah. He, like, knows. He's just like, I don't know nothing about no young people being murdered. And the cop's like, "I never said young people. How do you know they were
young
people?"
He's like, "You expect me to, like, all I get is, all I deal with is young people."
Yeah.
Like, just
everyone knows that excuses. Like, people go there to make out. And...
Then it again cuts to Igor cutting up the woman.
Well, like the synopsis said, cuts up bodies to be able to put them in the small caskets.
Yep, and it is a tiny casket.
Now, so what he does is...
It's like a casket made for a dog.
Yeah. He cuts off her legs.
Yep.
Now, this is important because... Well, why?
I don't know.
Just...
I can't tell you.
Que paso, man?
I can't...
What the fuck?
I can't tell you. Because this is the only time this happens. I'll spoil this for you. This is the first and last time we ever see anything like this.
Yes.
Like, this never even comes close to happening again. And remember, this is the synopsis,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the guy just gave up here. Whoever was writing the synopsis, whoever it was just like, "You know what? Fuck it. Shenanigans happens.
Chaos.
Stuff happens."
Yeah.
Like,
there's zero explanation
so
before or after.
It goes to the sheriff, talking to the guy, and the doctor's like, oh, I tame beasts that are, like, untamable, and then it shows a fucking picture, it shows a...
No. He says, I tame, like, beasts within animals and people.
And it shows a cat.
But Will...
He domesticated cat that's not doing anything.
A domesticated cat in a cage. I'm thinking, are you fucking dumb?
Yeah.
The whole point of a domesticated fucking creature is that the savage, quote unquote, is gone. Fucking stupid?
That's what domesticated means.
This movie's dumb.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm trying to say here, is this movie is stupid. But yeah, it's a cat in a cage, and I'm like, oh, okay?
So then it shows the Igor taking the casket away, and he throws it down a ditch in a cave.
We never see it again. Oh. I don't know what the hell that ditch was. I know nothing.
It doesn't explain jack shit. Like I said, like if you want an explanation for any of these scenes, we are just as confused as you're going to be.
Also, during this whole time that the sheriff is talking to the doctor, we see someone, like, looking through the walls.
Yeah, he's, like, moving statuary around and then looking through the walls.
There's one point where he uses a nail file.
To push a statue out of the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't tip over, it just moves out of the way.
Well, who the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no fucking idea.
Exactly, boy.
I'm guessing it was one of the patients, but never, and I mean never fucking explains who is in the walls watching them. Ever. Or why it was important.
Don't forget, they also had that one shot of, like, him, like, pulling the knife out of, like, the curtains, remember?
Yeah.
And then he pulls it back in.
Yeah, he was, like, doing the strangle hands and had a knife in one of his hands. And then he pulls him back into the curtain. Like, and then it never mentions it ever again. Why? There's so many scenes where they just don't fucking explain anything.
Like, things just happen.
One of my least favorites is coming next.
The best way you can explain it is things happen. There's no reason. They just happen. Someone is, like, doing murder hands through a curtain. Why? Who knows?
It's just a series of random events. That's why this movie's just shenanigans.
Then,
the sister walks in.
The doctor's sister.
Yes.
Is introduced. She has a doll, and you find out that she's mentally not there.
Right.
And that her parents, like, lock fucking, like, tied her to her, like, bed or something. And that...
She was kind of crazy. She was more crazy than she was now.
But she was a wild animal.
Yeah, she was, like, a wild beast what he says. And... like a jungle beast is what he says.
Did he get the evil out of her, Will?
Yeah, we sure did. Mm. So, I can't remember why, but the nurse gets, like, scared because something is going on. I can't remember what exactly is going on, but this is where the sheriff leaves too, right?
Well, don't forget that the sheriff is, like, he's done talking to the doctor.
He spooks the nurse. Sorry, that's what
he tells the doctor, like, I'm going to leave two guards here. Yeah, just to watch.
They're going
to
watch just in case anything does happen.
So he's leaving, and he startles the nurse, like, scares the shit out of her.
And then he's just...
And just kind of, like, leans on the wall and is just like, hello, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Now, standard operating procedure when you scare the shit out of someone is that you don't know, by the way, is to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm such and such.
It's not just that. If you're a cop...
You're a fucking...
You kind of have to...
You're a sheriff. You have to be like, I'm sheriff so-and-so.
You don't just go straight to, hello, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I mean, it's kind of obvious he's a sheriff, but, like, he scared the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Alright, so then, for no reason... For no reason, whatsoever, we get a scene of a woman laying in bed, and then she rolls over, and there's something next to her.
Yes.
And she uncovers it, and it's a skeleton with a worm coming out.
A fake worm.
That they're, like, someone's pulling behind the bed.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Why?
It Can you tell me? Because it doesn't fucking explain it.
It doesn't just not explain it. I don't know who that was.
We never see her ever again.
Like, I think she's a patient.
Like, I think so, but like, it literally does not explain who she is, why that even happened, why there was a dead body, why it was covered in worms, why anything happened.
Why anything?
Oh,
good
God.
Question, Will.
Oh,
why
God.
Anything?
Oh, this fucking movie. I told you right after the movie was over that this movie has more plot holes than a piece of Swiss cheese, and I was not fucking lying.
That is 100%
accurate.
It
is like fucking shredded cheese. It has
it
so many plot holes.
It's insane.
It is nuts with plot holes.
Like,
like, it doesn't explain jack shit. Like you said, it only explains one fucking thing.
And even then, it's like...
And every scene just leaves you with more questions.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, what? Why the fuck did that even happen?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
And we get, like, we also get endless scenes of the doctor talking to his sister and telling her, like, you can let your friend out tonight.
Like, sorry, I'm going on a rant. I'll end it. I just don't fucking get movies that don't explain their shit. Like, why even make a movie if you're not going to have a purpose?
Did they think they were being smart?
Maybe. Like, we don't need to hold our audience's hand through the... Yeah, you fucking do
well,
a little bit.
For this, you
please.
Kind of do.
Yes.
Because scenes happen that make zero sense.
Like, pretty much every scene, except
yeah.
for, like, the last few. Sorry, that was a tangent. We'll get back to the description. All right, so the two guards are there. It just, like, literally, it goes from the woman in the bed with the dead body immediately to two guards walking outside the castle.
And, like, gossiping.
It didn't even show that they were coming there. They're just there all the time.
They're just there, right outside the door.
They're talking about the weird, like...
chauffeur.
Yeah.
Who doesn't talk. His name is Ernest.
Ernest.
And then we get... Ernest is driving somebody in the
driving
desert.
Driving a lady, and they park in the desert. And then he looks at her all weird.
And she's like, what are you doing? Keep driving. He gets, like, annoyed.
And then
and
sits
they start
there
driving.
For a second, and then they drive again.
And then you find out they're going to the doctor's castle. And that she is the doctor's wife.
Now, I'm just going to assume this is a mail-order wife. Because they act... like, this is the very first time they've ever met.
Well, not just that. She's apparently never been there, even though he lives there.
Didn't know he had a sister. Never met her before.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's like they just met each other for a day and then
yeah.
decided to get married.
Yeah.
They don't
Let's
know.
Let's get married and then you'll come out to my castle in the desert.
So she's all happy and she's like... she's, like, kind of freaked out by the driver guy, but doesn't tell the doctor right away. And then meets his sister.
Well, don't forget, she meets his sister, and they get along well, but she also meets, this old woman, which...
Oh, right, because they leave, and then... Okay, so, let me just describe this room that they're in, because it might... It comes in weird, like... comes in another plot hole.
The piano you talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's it looks like a dentist's waiting room. There's like
it
a
does.
Chair on one side and a book like a coffee table with a bunch of magazines just stacked all neatly on it.
Yeah.
And then there's a piano that's covered by a cage for some reason and then like a weird like dresser on the other side.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't look like a walking room or it doesn't look like any room that would be in any house.
No.
It doesn't look like you can live in that room.
But she's in this room and, like, I guess waiting for the doctor. And this woman comes in and starts talking to her about the murders and how there's going to be more murders and more blood. And the wife is just like, she says, yes, yes, of course. Where's
yeah,
the doctor?
Because that's how you react to someone who says that.
It's true.
Yes, yes, of course there's going to be more murders and more blood.
Of course.
Of course there is.
I mean, of course. That's fine.
We are acting in a movie, honey. Of course there's going to be more murder and more blood.
I think this was around the time that we like, realized that no one in this movie acts like
humans?
A normal person.
Yeah. And then she meets the sister, and the sister says that the wife just looks just like her dolly.
Her doll has red hair. The wife is blonde.
And but you know what? Dolly is like a stuffed little, like Raggedy Ann doll.
Right, yeah. But you know what? That's fine.
Whatever.
That's... That
is fine compared to the rest of the
That is the movie. Least of this movie's problems.
And now we really get fucking off the rails.
So we get the dungeon again.
Igor walks in.
Also, he can't stop fucking blinking, which is annoying as
and
hell.
And he starts He blinks like the fucking... He reminded me of the shiftiness of the guy in Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Yeah.
Like, remember Torgo?
Yeah.
Like, how he shifted a lot?
Mm.
Like, just to make it look like he was crazy?
Yeah.
Or tweaking? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy blinks, like, manically. I don't know. Like, he's like, okay, I know crazy. I'm just gonna blink a lot.
It's like, that's the only direction they gave him. Just blink.
Yep. So he taunts all the people in the cages, and then...
starts taunting one of the women.
And one of the women pokes him in the eye, I guess?
Well, he grabs her, remember?
Yeah.
And she, like... I thought she scratched him, but apparently not. And he's, like, annoyed. And then he grabs her.
And like, puts her up on these blockades.
And takes out a whip.
To whip her. And this is when our synopsis person decided to stop watching the movie.
Understandable.
I would stop watching the movie too.
When he starts whipping her, it starts playing like porno music.
Yeah.
Like, wow, chicken, wow, chicken. I don't know.
So then one of the nurses comes in and tells him to stop.
Yeah.
So he puts her in one of the... He puts her in the crazy guy's, like, cell.
And presumably the crazy guy rapes her or something.
And then...
he just watches.
Yeah.
Like, happy. Then...
Now, it may sound like this review is just all over the place. That's because the movie is fucking all over the place.
No, you don't get it. That's how the movie works, yes. Boy.
Like, this review sounds crazy. Watch the fucking movie and tell me I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So then we get a scene where the wife is like just brushing her hair in her room.
Oh God.
And then we see the door open and we see Ernest,
the driver,
the car driver. And he's just like staring crazy at her.
He
turns the light off and starts like walking towards her and attacking her while his eyes are just like wide open and crazy.
Now, the wife apparently has magical hands because she slaps him on the chest.
She, like, hits his chest.
But his reaction...
is like she slapped him in the face.
He, like, grabs his face.
Yeah, he's like, ah! Oh! Ah! And then she gets away. Oh, my God, this scene.
And then walks into the waiting room with the fucking piano. And there's a guy who just, like... He's at the piano. And he just does that thing where you like slam down like a bunch of notes. Just wow.
And like looks her square in the face and just starts shaking.
Starts shaking like he's having a fucking orgasm.
It's fucking weird. Okay, yeah. Again, never explains who he is, why there's a piano, what any of this is.
Why it's happening, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She finds the doctor and tells him and...
He just says, like, Ernest is a little goofy. He like, basically chalks it up to Ernest is, like, just crazy, as crazy as his other patients.
Yeah. He basically, like, says, like, don't worry, like, I'll talk to him and blah, blah, blah.
I'll take care of it. So, they're in bed and she's talking, and, like, he's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it, all that stuff. They're sleeping in bed, and then it's late at night, and they hear gunshots. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
They hear gunshots.
The Twizzler man is back.
The doctor goes to the window, and we just see a bunch of cops rolling around in the grass.
We get cuts of...
of fucking...
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers dangling.
Just flapping in your face.
And cops screaming with blood all over them.
Not even a lot of Twizzlers. It's like five.
Yeah.
It's like just...
And they're being like... Here's what's funny though. Like, okay. Presumably they can hear the gunshots. They can't hear them fucking screaming?
No.
Okay, makes sense.
So they're rolling around the ground. The Twizzler monster kills them.
And it cuts back to the doctor, and it's just, like, dead silent. And the look on his face is, like, minor, like, annoyance.
Right. And then he kind of smiles, and then gets back in bed and said it was just target practice.
They were just, like, target shooting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, now we get really into this shit. Now we get a scene of a mental patient getting out.
I guess there's another nurse.
I guess, even though it didn't explain. He said there was one nurse.
Well, then, I don't know who the fuck this woman is, because she's dressed like a nurse.
I have no idea, because he said one nurse.
Well, Will, let me tell you a secret. This movie says a lot of things.
It does, but it doesn't explain shit.
That means nothing.
Doesn't explain jack shit.
But basically, this woman is wandering around looking in the dungeon. And a man in brown face attacks her.
Yep.
And he knocks her out, like hangs her up, and strips her. Now, I want you to remember how this happened. He came in, he attacked her, stripped her, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Remember that clearly. He attacked her.
But apparently not.
But now we get the sheriff. Kind of, he comes back because he's dealing with the whole deputy thing. And he questions the doctor a little bit more. The doctor, again, just kind of gives him the cold shoulder. And then he starts kind of trying to question the patients.
Yeah, and they're all crazy, obviously.
And he talks to this really annoying one that can't... he only remembers things he likes and he doesn't like anything.
That's the exact line he says.
Yeah.
He only remembers things he likes and he doesn't like anything, so it's like, okay.
What a way to explain a short-term memory loss person.
Like, yeah, he remembers nothing, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then he tries to talk to another one, and she's just crazy, because she says there'll be more murders and more blood.
Mm.
And the sheriff's just like, okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah. And at some point, the doctor and Igor make it down to the... Oh, wait a minute.
Now we get the doctor goes down, like, goes down and sees the patient playing with the nurse.
I remember what happened to Igor.
Do you?
Yeah. I just remembered. It's so stupid that I forgot. Well, okay. So, him and Igor go there and confront Mr. Brownface.
Mr. Zolok is what his name is. Oh, my God.
You'll later find out he has a very familiar face. So, they confront him. He picks up something. Knocks out Igor.
Oh, he picks up a mace, right? And he flings it in Igor's face.
Knocks him out. And then the doctor just approaches him and he, like, fucking shits himself.
Yeah, and then the doctor backs the Mr. Zolok back to the guillotine.
First he knocks him out.
Yeah, there's a giant guillotine in the middle of the dungeon room, by the way.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention. But,
He, like, puts him in there and, like, straps him in.
And then...
Now... This is where I told you, bitch. I remember what happened to Igor.
Oh, my God.
Because he takes his body and literally stuffs it into another room. And that's it.
That's the end of Igor. That's the end of Igor. That's no other fucking explanation.
Do you know why we forgot? Because... out of all the stupid shit in this scene, like, that was just so dumb that it was it wasn't even worth remembering. And also, like, I didn't think he was dead from
one... He just got hit in the head.
One in the head. And he just stuffs him into, like, a closet.
So now, okay, now you'll remember that the patient attacked the woman.
Yes. Right?
She did literally nothing wrong.
Well, this is also where the movie breaks its own bullshit. Because the doctor wheels out a big casket.
A big body length size casket.
So, apparently, there was literally no reason for the tiny caskets.
Maybe that's all they had in the moment, okay?
Well, if they gave even that explanation, it would have been okay. But right? They gave nothing. So he wheels that out, and then... So he puts her in there.
And closes the lid.
Yeah, okay. This also makes no sense. And then
locks her in there.
Okay, this also makes no sense, because he closes the lid, and then he gets...
A snake.
Well, excuse you, bitch. I thought it was a tiny fucking coffin, because it's the same, like, material. I'm serious.
I thought it was a coffin for the guy's head, because I was like, oh, he's going to guillotine the other guy.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought, too. Like, he locked her in there, because she's dead from being stroked by this man in brown face. But, no, he has a tiny box with a snake, and he puts it, he opens up the casket that he locked 2 seconds earlier for no fucking reason. He puts it in there, opens it up, and the snake very slowly crawls out, crawls on top of her, and he, like, starts monologuing.
And she starts screaming, and the coffin starts shaking.
He starts monologuing.
About how, like,
evil... You shouldn't have tempted him.
You shouldn't have tempted him. You're evil. You're just evil. I don't even...
And I'm thinking, know. Like, what the fuck did she do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
She did nothing.
Also, he, like, quotes the Adam and Eve story.
Yeah. How the snake is gonna bite whoever eats the apple, and you shouldn't have tempted him, and all this is just bullshit.
It's like, dude, you put a snake in a coffin with one person in it. Who's gonna get bitten? Oh, I wonder. I fucking wonder, bro.
So then he puts Dr. Zoloak...
No, then? So, he walks around the coffin.
Right. Yeah.
As it, like, shakes... And then he opens it up and just says, "Justice is served."
Yep, and that's it.
Yeah.
Then he closes back up the lid and locks it.
Again.
Then puts Dr. Zoloak in a guillotine.
Well, he's already been there.
And then he doesn't kill him quite yet, though. Because he has to go deal with Ernest, remember?
No, that's after.
Are you sure?
Cause... Yeah, it's after. Because Ernest, it's, yeah, it's after this. So he lights... He gets a candle
and puts it under the rope that holds the guillotine.
And as it slowly burns the rope, he starts telling Zoloak, or whatever, to repent.
Repent now, and you can still go to heaven, or whatever.
When you see the guillotine coming down on your head, that is like hell coming at you. And Zoloak doesn't talk, apparently.
He just irks and screams a little bit.
And then cuts his head off.
Yep.
But see, we learn later that it's a magical guillotine. Because Mr. Brownface turns into... What's his name?
Oh.
Have you seen... Okay.
Zoltar.
Have you seen Big?
Zoltar, yeah.
Big with Tom Hanks?
Yep, where he goes to a magical machine that turns him young again. Remember that machine? It's called Zoltar. It's a fortune teller called Zoltar.
Mr. Brownface... turns into fucking Zoltar. It's a plastic Zoltar head. They don't even try to hide it. It's hilarious.
I know.
He's wearing like a fucking turban. Well, when he cut his head off, he didn't have a turban.
No.
Like, could you fuck this up more? Apparently. But you can. Because that was a rhetorical question.
So then he goes and deals with Ernest.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys heard you, like, did something with my wife, and, like, he's like, you need to pay. Punish you. And he, like, starts this giant-ass fire and sticks a poker in it.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm just like, what is... Oh, no.
You thought he was gonna brand him.
Yeah, but he starts, like, walking towards Ernest, and then it's like, an eye for an eye will make the world blind or something like that.
No, it's just like... take the eye of the sinner or something.
Yeah, and then stabs him in the eye with the hot hat.
Yeah.
Hot poker.
Very compelling. Then, at some point, because I kind of stopped taking notes.
I did not, so we're fine.
The nurse chase.
Well, no. So first we get the frantic nurse.
That's right. Yeah.
Tells the doctor about...
Oh, the cat?
The cat that got ripped into shreds and the mouse was just sitting in the cage.
Which means nothing.
No. And then he goes off and tells his wife that
The nurse is hysterical.
Yeah, nurse is hysterical. Don't need to listen to her. Blah, 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 blah.
We see the nurse running away in the middle of the night.
She worked in the
middle of the quote-unquote desert.
He told... Okay, this scene is going to piss me off, so I need to just set it up
real quick. You need to prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Mentally.
So he tells the sister to let her friend out again, right?
Yes.
And then he says tells the wife not to worry, and the nurse runs away, like we've explained. Now she's running off in the desert.
We'll see.
Oh my God.
Well, you can relax because I can explain this to you. You see, it's a magical desert. You know how? You know how I know this? Because not only does it magically morph into a forest with trees.
And a log cabin.
It also magically morphs into day. Because it's a very bad day for night.
Now, she was running off in a desert.
Yes.
And then ends up in a fucking woods. And it shows, like, wide angle, like, almost helicopter shots of the desert. And there's no fucking woods anywhere around it.
You know why that scene is in there? Because for some reason, they really needed that cabin.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's a log cabin in the middle of the wood desert. Like, I don't... I cannot explain how angry this made me. Because she runs away in the desert, and then it shows her tripping in the woods.
Yes.
Like, that is literally the progression of the scene.
She's running away, and we see the Twizzlers dangling.
Yes.
And she keeps running. She finds this cabin. She goes in there, and the Twizzlers open the door. And, you know, they do the thing. They kill her.
They kill her with the Twizzlers, and then, like, it just shows the fire.
I don't know. My brain cells were not, weren't doing good.
And the doctor says, like, his work... He tells his wife that the work is going well and that he's on, like, a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And then...
Also, this is when, like, for some reason, he takes a bunch of the patients and has them, like, be driven away
transferred somewhere? I have no idea. It didn't even explain that. It just... You were just driving.
Are you saying this movie doesn't explain things?
It doesn't explain jack shit.
Absolutely not.
Except for the last explanation, which is... I thought I wanted, but the I last? Didn't.
Well, you mean the only?
Which I thought I wanted, Alex, but I didn't.
That's the only explanation.
And I did not want it.
It's wonderfully stupid.
So, the sheriff calls the doctor and wants to talk to the doctor's wife.
Yeah.
And the wife is like, oh, everything's fine. Like,
because, no, the wife calls him because the nurse is missing.
Right. Oh, that's right. And then and then she gives the phone to the doctor, and he makes up this bullshit excuse about, like...
That she wanted to
that
quit.
That he tried to offer her another job and, like, you know, all this stuff.
She
wanted to quit, and that's why she ran away.
She just quit on the spot.
Because she was hysterical. And then the sheriff asks the wife, do you believe his story? And she's like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, makes it sound like she's agreeing with him and all this stuff.
So the doctor goes away somewhere.
And the sister and the wife are talking. And the sister's like, oh, well, like, there's a basement.
Yeah.
And the wife's like, well, how do I get to the basement? And she's like, I said I would tell you where the basement is. I didn't say I'd show you.
Well, she does show her.
Yeah, she does.
It's like a secret thing in the doctor's office.
It's like a secret bookcase.
Well, so she ends up going down to the basement. Now, we get like a 20-second long acid trip. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
We have like a skeleton in a suit hanging on a noose.
Oh, God. This is just so fucking stupid.
Which makes no sense. Shockingly. Shockingly, this makes no sense.
It's a skeleton hanging on a noose in the middle of nowhere, and we have no idea what's happening because no one's been hung.
And then we see the Zoltar head.
We see the Zoltar head, the cat head, and the fucking dragon head?
Yeah, there's like a cat statue and a dragon statue that they keep showing.
And then we see, like, we have to watch people get murdered again by nothing. You know, just like people dead on the ground with nothing. Just fake blood. Fake blood. Hanging man. Dragon. fake blood, hanging man, dragon, fake blood, hanging man, cat, fake blood, hanging man, Zoltar, fake blood. You get where I'm going with this scene? It doesn't fucking explain jack shit.
The scene just ends.
I don't get why they even added this scene. There's no fucking need for anything.
Nothing. It's useless.
This movie is useless.
It is. And then she's walking down a very large set of stairs.
Into a warehouse that looks nothing like the rest of the castle.
Here's the movie magic. They filmed at two different locations.
Yes, it fucking shows.
The quote-unquote basement looks like a giant warehouse.
Because even the dungeon looks kind of like the castle, right?
Yeah.
But, like, this looks... It's, like, made of cinder blocks.
Yeah.
And it's, like... It's a fucking castle. It wasn't made of cinder blocks.
Yeah, it looks like a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
So she walks down and she finds a chemistry set.
So now the doctor's a chemist? Yeah. I thought he ran a sanatorium.
She reads through his, like, notes and finds out that he's, like...
Okay, so you would think this would explain more, but no, it just created more questions.
He's talking about how he's administering drugs to the patients.
And how he got turned on by killing Zoltar. Oh, sorry, not Zoltar, Zolok.
So, yeah, he flat out says in his notes that, like, he's worried that he's going to become, like, one of his patients because he felt, like, sexual satisfaction from cutting this dude's head off. And we were just like, excuse me?
Then she goes into the cave.
Well, she goes into the dungeon, remember?
Yeah, where all the patient, his crazy patients are.
And she's freaked out by it.
Yeah, and so she runs away, goes back up to the doctor's office, and waits for him to get home.
He gets home.
And she confronts him and says, like, why, how could you do this?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, here's, so here's the...
Oh my god.
This is the funniest shit,
because... I am not fucking ready for this.
Oh, baby.
Ah, here's the big reveal!
I just love how this scene starts. Because he's like, I'll explain everything. And both of us were just like, please,
God, explain.
Explain.
Well, she's like, she's even like, I don't understand any of this. And I was like, thank you, someone finally gets us.
I don't either.
I don't understand jack shit that's going on.
And he like sits down and we're thinking like, are they just gonna like do the fucking like exposition dump right now?
I was hoping.
Well.
We only get one.
So we find out that the doctor believes that...
Oh, God.
Human beings are inherently good until they get, like, evil thoughts.
And the urge to do bad things.
To be evil.
Yes.
And that what if you could destroy evil? And she's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, I don't either.
So here's...
Well, he expands on this.
So what he's doing is
he's like
administering drugs that bring out the evil in he brings out the evil in people so it can form a manifestation. Evil can form a physical form so he can kill evil.
He wants to create evil. Like, physically.
Like a physical being of evil.
To destroy it. Does this make any fucking sense?
He wants to create a manifestation of evil so he can destroy it. This is like a bad episode of Supernatural.
Okay, but like, presumably, you can create more evil, right?
Presumably.
Because he's creating it from like, I don't know, like five patients that he has. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, okay, I'm sorry, but there's billions of people on the planet. You don't just manifest it and it's over.
In a few patients what, in a sanatorium?
You manifest evil and it's a fucking bunch of, like, Twizzlers. And then you destroy it and it's fucking kumbaya.
Evil does look like licorice.
Look, that is literally what it is.
Yep.
It's licorice in front of a black fucking background. That's the explanation. We watched scenes upon scenes of people being attacked by nothing. And the nothing is...
Nothing.
Is evil.
It is just evil. Literally the manifestation of evil. That is how this movie explains it. Fuck this movie.
Okay. If we're talking like making no sense. Okay. Why does he release it?
Why does he kill his own patients?
Like, okay, so, like, he tells the sister to release her friend, and I guess her friend is evil, which is fucking weird, because, like, I don't know. So, she releases him.
Now, one of my theories was the sister was the manifestation of evil.
No.
But it doesn't explain that either, and she's well, not...
Well, if that is the case, then that is the fucking most vague, vague shit. But she just releases him. He's fine with creating the manifestation of evil and letting it wander around the desert. But he
doesn't destroy it, yeah. So what's the point of creating the manifestation of evil and destroying it if he doesn't fucking destroy it? I don't fucking get this movie. But we still, you would think this is close to the end. Why? Well, I mean, it is close to the end. But, like, there's still some more shit. So, the doctor says to call the sheriff and, like, get him off his back.
Because, she calls, and yeah, she calls.
And says that the husband murdered all these people.
And he freaks out, and she's like, I can't believe what you're saying. Like, you've gone crazy.
And I was thinking the exact same goddamn thing. I was like, whoever wrote this script... That's the fucking doctor. He's fucking just insane. He's a fucking madman that doesn't want any enjoyment out of films.
And he drags her down to his basement.
Oh, wait, you forgot? They kill Ernest. Or sort of kill Ernest.
I was getting there, so...
Because they come down the stairs, and Ernest is right there, and she kicks him.
The doctor kicks him.
The doctor kicks him off the ledge.
Ernest, now that he's a Cyclops, is pissed. And he slowly waddles up the thing, and the doctor kicks him, and he just falls, and it's so stupid. It's so stupid. Yeah. We thought he was dead, but he still has, like, a tiny bit of life left in him, we find out later. Cause, so they get down, the doctor and his wife get down to their chemistry set. Oh, God. He punches her and knocks her out and starts doing chemistry.
Yep, and then she gets up, he's still doing chemistry, not even looking at her. He's still, like, messing around with a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah.
And then she escapes.
And runs into a cave.
Oh my God, and then it just and jump then, cuts.
What's his fucking name? The driver.
Yeah, Ernest.
Ernest wakes up, crawls to the door, and, like, touches it and just drops
down. And locks it, yeah, he locks the
door. Oh, he locked it?
Yeah, he locked it. So, and then he drops dead, and then it literally... Like, I think they forgot, they, like, lost some film here or something. Because it literally just, it just showed her escaping, and Ernest locking the door, and the doctor doing chemistry. Immediately jump cuts to her standing outside with the sheriff.
Not yet.
Oh, no. It jump cuts to the doctor and the jump cut is, so
first you see the wife being chased by evil, by the Twizzlers.
Oh, that's right.
And then, mid-chase, it does the cut to her outside with the sheriff and everything is fine. Evil is just gone for some reason.
Yep, and then it's like...
And the sheriff is like yelling through a megaphone.
They're going to blow up the cave if he doesn't give himself up.
Yeah.
And so, he tells the sister to go to this doctor and...
This doctor that we've never fucking heard about before.
Give him his research.
Yeah.
And so, then, your favorite scene is about to happen.
I think it was both our favorite, because we could not stop laughing.
I was losing my fucking mind, literally and figuratively.
It's so stupid.
It is so dumb.
This scene is legitimately brain dead. Like, I worry about whoever wrote this scene.
I do, too.
Because... I'm sorry, like...
I still... This, like, every time I think about it, it's hilarious.
I want you to understand. The whole movie was building up to this, Will.
Yes.
Do you understand that an hour and 10 minutes led to that?
Yes.
That's why it's fucking hilarious.
This is the climactic scene.
This is it.
Yes.
That's the big fucking ending.
So, the doctor... comes in
to his dungeon
and starts like hooking up all the patients. He's like, you know what we have to do. You know what we have to do. And he like hangs them all
it's
up.
It's gonna be fine. I won't hurt you.
I won't hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you at all. And we're like, why is he fucking stringing them all up?
Well.
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
I just think about it. Oh my god. Because it just...
I can't. It's like the definition of, well, that escalated quickly.
Well, it literally just happens.
I know.
It's just like, everything's going to be okay, guys. We're going to play a little game.
He takes an axe.
And then just takes an axe and just says, you and your evil.
And just starts hacking them. And then, like, it's like the doctor, and then, like,
Yeah.
Like, just close-ups of the doctor's face and the axe going into the...
Each one. Like, he hacks them, and then they scream. He hacks them, and they scream. And then he goes to the next person. Repeat. Oh my God. And then the third person...
It is so terribly shot.
The third woman, I swear, he just, like, thwacks it into her chest, and it's just, like this goofy sound effect. Done. And we were just like...
It is so terribly shot. And then in the same scene, he gets in the guillotine and is holding the rope. And then lets go of the rope and cuts his own head off. Oh my god.
You know what? I take back everything I said about this movie. This is
fucking insane.
This is comedy gold.
It is the worst filmed, like, murder scene I've ever seen.
I can't, like, you know that they wanted this scene to be, like, intense and amazing.
It's goofy.
And it's like a fucking joke.
It is so goofy. Like, I don't know what it is about the scene with him cutting his own head off, but it is... It's fucking funny, like, because like the way he, like, adjusts before he, like, lets go of the rope. Oh, my God. It's just so dumb.
Yeah, he does all that, and the sheriff blows up the cave, I guess.
Yep, and then, so the wife gets out.
And then they're talking. They're in the castle.
And she tells she says that she's going to keep the daughter with her.
The sister.
Yeah.
She's going to take care of the sister.
Yep.
And then the sister walks away somewhere. Well, after the sheriff leaves, the sister walks away somewhere.
She tells her to go get her things. And then some Twizzler monster is back.
Presumably.
It doesn't show Twizzlers.
But it's the same. She has the same reaction.
Yeah.
The Twizzler monster shows up. And this scene is goofy as fuck because she keeps, like, screaming and, like, backing up. And eventually, like... Well, she's sitting on a couch, right? And she keeps, like, backing up. And eventually, like, there's no more room.
So she, like, trips a little bit. And...
So she, like, gets up on the handrail and then, like, kind of trips. And then
backing up onto the curtain.
Like, there's nothing to back up.
There's nowhere to go.
I know why. Because it probably kept telling her, keep going. And they must have really... fucking underestimated how goddamn long that zoom would go, because it just keeps slowly zooming in.
And she gets, like, trying to, like, climb up the wall and shit. It's hilarious.
Because they must... I can guarantee it's almost like someone off screen was just yelling, like, more! More!
Go back!
We're not done yet!
Keep going back! And the actress is like, oh, okay! There's nothing to go back on!
There's literally nothing. And then the end. It literally just says the end.
Yep. And then it gets like a, now you're my dolly. Or something like that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's why I thought maybe the sister was the manifestation of evil.
That would be pretty fucking hilarious.
I don't know. I don't understand this movie. Like, I don't get why this movie exists. What is this movie?
What are your final thoughts? Unfiltered. Give me that.
This movie makes absolutely goddamn no fucking sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It is fucking just... Like, it's so full of plot holes that I couldn't even, like, get my head around any of the scenes. Even when he's explaining what the fuck is going on with, like, the... evil and stuff, mm-hmm. I was still just bewildered. I mm-hmm. was like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. what kind of explanation is that? Like, why the fuck did you do some crackpot, just insane fucking twist that doesn't make any goddamn sense? It just made me more confused. I feel like they're like, oh yeah, we're going to explain all of this in this final scene. And I was just more fucking yeah. confused than anything. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? I fucking hate this movie. It fucking should die. No one should fucking watch it. Although, if you do watch it, it's only an hour and 16 minutes, but it feels like a goddamn eternity.
It's an hour and 16 minutes. You won't get back.
The only thing
be aware.
The only fucking thing you need to watch is that murder scene, because that is the only bright spot in the shit stain of a movie.
Yeah, but see, I think the murder scene is funnier if you sit through the whole movie. Because it's almost like, no matter how bad it was, we were still expecting some sort of resolution.
This movie is incoherent. It is impossible to follow. It is incompetent. And it is fucking just, like, incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Like, it is just... It is the most... One of the most confusing movies that I've ever seen. And yeah. it doesn't explain jack shit.
It doesn't.
But I've never seen a movie so confident that it's actually explaining stuff
yeah.
when it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a movie where the filmmaker's like, we're gonna explain all this, even though they don't.
They don't.
Like, he thought he explained everything in the movie, the filmmaker did, except he didn't explain anything. There's so much wrong with this movie, I can't even begin to, like...
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ranting.
It's...
But, oh my god. It deserves it. I just... This movie just fucking blows.
It does. It's trash.
It just... It's fucking horrible.
It is horrible.
Sorry, what are your final thoughts?
I'll start mine off by saying that, okay, the whole manifestation of evil thing, you know, there is a movie that did this much better. Have you seen Forbidden Planet?
Yes.
In Forbidden Planet, there's a thing where this guy, like, it's a sci-fi movie, and this guy makes a machine that can, like, manifest his, like, thoughts from his brain. And what happens is he starts manifesting, like, a monster that's, like, buried in, like, his id. In, like, the deepest recesses of his brain. Just manifests this, like, invisible monster. That's, like, when they started doing that, my only thought was someone watched Forbidden Planet and decided to do, like, a dumb version of it.
Yeah.
With I Twizzlers.
I actually completely forgot about Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, with Twizzlers. Well... You might have also forgotten back that, because in Forbidden Planet, you can actually sometimes see the monster, like outlines of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fucking Twizzlers. But, no, this is one of those movies where it makes you watch it and you keep thinking, okay, they're gonna explain. They're gonna tell us at some point, they have to tell us what's going on, and they just don't. They just. Fucking don't.
Now,
here's it gave me serious Body Shop flashbacks.
Yeah.
Even though Body Shop is way more amusing.
It's true. At least Body Shop was, like, entertainingly bad.
But something about these fucking movies with mad scientists...
They just don't work.
I just
stop.
I don't know why, but, like, mad scientists and... Hunchback assistants and, like, a dungeon full of women. I don't know. Okay, something was in the water in the early 70s, and every bad filmmaker was drinking it, and, like, they all had the same fucking ideas.
Okay, now my main bitch, and, like, why is this movie called Help Me, I've Been Possessed? Why on earth is this movie called Help Me, I've Been Possessed? No one fucking gets possessed by anything.
So, do you want my cynical take on this?
Sure.
Do you know what came out a year before this? The Exorcist.
Yeah, a possession movie.
And it made like $500 million. So, the cynic in me says that some jackass...
They're just trying to follow the trend.
Some jackass slapped that onto this... thinking that, like, it would create some sort of extra marquee value. Because I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
I literally can't. Now, there's no possession.
Now, some of the scenes, like the boogie monster scene, like you said, Forbidden Planet, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a movie called Fallen?
Fallen is great.
Like
with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, Fallen's great.
That movie about possession.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's possession too.
Right. And that Extra. Is actually about possession.
Yes.
But those camera scenes remind me of it. But it's like those camera scenes in Fallen were actually well directed.
Yes.
Like you could actually tell what was going on. It's not confusing as fuck, and there was no fucking Twizzler spaghetti monster going off.
Like, I'm fine with, like, because, like, I don't want to make it seem like we're just, like, completely, like, we just hate movies that have, like, I guess, abstract villains.
No, that's not the case at all. I'm fine with that, because, like, we've mentioned, like, Forbidden Planet, the Fallen, which has a demon that you don't see ever. Yeah. Like, he just possesses people and makes them do evil shit.
Yeah, like, we're like, fine. Like, I
love obscure villains.
If anything, I love that shit.
I do too.
But
this is the wrong way to do an obscure villain.
You know what this is? This is malarkey.
Yes.
This is bullshit.
This is watered down, absolute horseshit.
He somehow sucked the evil out of people and it manifested.
Into a Twizzler monster?
Yes.
Like, I wasn't even scared. Like, no. I was just like, what? There is nothing evil about a bunch of tentacle, like, things.
I wasn't even, like, I don't know. I think, like, before they explained it, I honestly assumed it was a person doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, the Twizzler shit was just, like, their dumb, like, stylistic choice.
Well, and my thing is, and another plot hole that I will never, like, there's so many plot holes that I can't even go over all of them with you in the time we have, and I think we're gonna run longer than the movie, actually.
Oh, that's fine.
This is
better than the fucking movie.
My thing is, if it's a manifestation of evil and it's invisible, how the fuck did they see it? How the fuck did the people see it? It's a manifestation of evil.
That's the thing is, like,
did they just feel it? But they were looking at something.
They were. Because, like, they saw it.
I don't get it. Because they were looking. They saw something. Was it the tentacle things? Was that evil? What? Like, it. This is why you need to explain your shit in your movies. I don't care how you explain it. And yeah, if you want the audience to be confused, there are better ways to do it than this.
Also, like, if you're really this incompetent, which they are, please pick a movie, pick a plot line, and stick with it.
Yeah, okay? don't jump around.
Either make a movie about a fucking evil monster, or make a movie about a crazy mad scientist who fucking, I don't know, murders his own patients.
Or make a torture movie, like, or make, like, anything other than what happened in this movie.
Pick one.
Just pick a genre.
Some filmmakers, good filmmakers, can juggle multiple things in one movie.
Yeah.
Some people can't.
Like whoever this. The fuck made this movie.
Considering there are things that happen in this that, like, again, why is there a scene with a woman waking up next to a dead body?
For no reason, and it never explains it. It never fucking even explains who she is. Why was there a dead body just hanging?
If this man was alive, I would legitimately ask him to fucking email me.
I would be like, hey.
To tell me, what, like, the hell,
like, happened? What? Please just explain your movie. Like, please, for the love of God, explain what happened.
I want a 20-page essay, MLA-style citations. Cite your fucking sources, please.
Yes.
I want you to cite them.
I want to know why this movie is like it is.
I want you to cite in dialogue of when any of this is explained.
Just explain to me why the lady wakes up to a dead body and, like,
yeah,
why she was running through the woods when they were clearly in the desert.
Well, that's not even, like, a plot hole. That's just dumb filmmaking.
There's just so many dumb things and so many plot holes I can't even fathom. Like, you need to watch it. I think you don't need to watch this.
You know what? Watch it. I dare you.
I would suggest not to.
I dare you. Try to survive this thing.
Get lots of beer or lots of alcohol, something to help you through this movie, or just find a bunch of friends that are willing to make fun of it with you. You can watch it on Amazon Prime if you have Prime. Don't rent this, please. Don't spend any money on this movie.
Yeah, if you don't have Prime and, like, your only choice is to rent this, just don't. I'm very sorry.
Just don't. Just save yourself the money. Go buy yourself something nice with that, like, yeah. $3 you saved. You know, just go buy yourself a treat, because you deserve it if you're gonna try and watch this movie. It's just, I don't know. I hope 1974 gets better. Man, we've seen some shit.
Oh, baby.
God.
We are in it.
It is fucking horrible.
We are in the shit.
Like, when is it gonna, like, when are we gonna surface?
We had the surface.
A little bit.
We had truck stop women and police women. But now we back. We
back in the shit.
I'm in the shit again.
I'm fucking drowning. Like, I think I'm...
That Aerosmith song, Back in the Saddle?
Yeah.
That's like us, except we're back in the shitter again.
Yep. The porta potty. Now, I'm going to need more beer for the next one, because I just... Like, two beers just isn't doing it anymore. Like, I think...
To be fair, this was a very special movie.
It's true. I only had two beers. I was so dumbfounded, I couldn't drink anymore. Like, I was just like, what the fuck is going... I was racking my brain on what the hell was going on in this movie, and I still didn't figure it out.
I don't think anyone has.
I don't think anyone will.
I'm not even sure if they knew, the filmmakers themselves.
So, that was Help Me, I'm Possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Twizzler Monster. Or Shenanigans. That's what we'll call it.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Registered trademark.
Yes. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
We are They Mostly Come Out at Night, and we will talk to you all later.
This episode has not been sponsored by Twizzlers.
Although, if they do want to sponsor us, they can.
Yeah.
We are They Mostly Come Out at Night, Twizzler. Please drop us a link, and
We'll shill.
We'll put something in there.
We'll shill.
Don't worry. We'll even make a Twizzler monster for you.
We could make a better...
Now, I'm a little chubby, so I might eat it, but, like, there will be a Twizzler monster at some point.
We'll recreate this.
We'll talk to you guys later.